If you pay any attention to the news, you know there's been a lot of talk about immigration.
Well, human societies are not the only ones that deal with newcomers. Honeybee colonies also have protocols for determining which wandering bees are allowed into a hive.
When a bee from one hive drifts and wanders to another hive, it's met by a squad of guard bees that protect the nest from predators.
Around 15% of bees in a given hive take on guard duty roles.
Right. When a wandering bee shows up, the guards inspect its chemical cues, which depend on genetic factors and on comb wax from the newcomer's original hive. If a newcomer's chemical profile matches or is close enough to the guard's hive, they'll let the newbie inside.
According to one study, something like 30% of drifter bees are allowed to enter.
The availability of resources inside and outside of a hive also influences whether a wandering bee will find a new home.
When there's lots of nectar available near the hive and relatively few unfilled combs inside the hive, guard bees allow in more drifters.
But when food is scarce, fewer bees are allowed in. Guards will turn away and sometimes even kill newcomers seeking entry.
Research at the University of Sussex in England has shown that wandering bees that are let into a new hive eventually take on the chemical makeup of the hive. In human terms, we might say that the wandering bees assimilate to their new home.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. That's amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.